Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Oh,
Maybe I never will forget that moment.
Go on and cry.
When my mother turned to me and she said, son, if you feel it in your soul,
let the tears fall from your eyes.
And if you feel it in your heart,
go on and cry.
Go on and cry. Just because things didn't work out as planned doesn't make you any less of a man.
Go on and cry.
So go on and cry. Let it out.
Go on.
Let it out. Let it all out.
Episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And tonight we're going to have about 30 minutes on the clock. We're going to do a test pilot for Dana Ketchings, who will be tomorrow's guest and as well the new addition to the Unmasked panel. And I know she was rushing and everything, so I'm open for a mic and see if she's here with us. Dana, are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
Good, Miss Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And that song just played was by Bloodstone, Go On and Cry. You know, and it was a mother telling her son, you know, you're going to go through some things. And we know everybody's going to go through some stuff that they don't want to really talk about, or they feel like they're the only one who's experiencing this thing, this problem that they see is this life, you know. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to open up yourself. But, you know, we're not going to ask too much about Dana's interview tomorrow. We're going to ask some generalized information about her so that we can get a feel for, you know, how she's going to do. I already know she's going to do fabulous as a new addition with Mark Anthony Real. I did have some other people like Frank and Denisha and other people that just seem to not want to show up every Friday. So, you know, the show goes on. But if you can't show up on time and be a part of the lineup, then we're going to have to drop you from the roster, you know, as just being professional, you know. So with that being said, Dana, tell us a little bit about yourself. Not much. Just tell us where you was born and your upbringing,
okay.
Your siblings.
All righty. I was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm an only child, single parent, a mother who raised me, and 63 years old, professional person. I have acting experience, broadcasting experience, telemarketing experience, and sales
experience. Well, let me pump the brakes right there. You said 63 years old, so people who don't know her Okay, Dana Ketchings, if you see on Facebook, she's 63 and fabulous, baby. What I'm saying, fabulous. Hey, she don't look like she rocking on 63. She better turn that clock back some because, baby, girl got it going on. What I'm talking about.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. And about this show tomorrow night, this is what I want to speak about. I was really hoping that I would have gotten the support from those who were closest to me, such as yourself and Mark Anthony, because when I posted the event notice on Monday, you didn't respond, Mark Anthony didn't respond, and I thought that was very strange because I directed
it. Let me tell you what happened with me. I'm sorry that I didn't respond. I have not been online since before Thursday and today. Thursday when I came home from my gospel meeting or revival from my church, I came home, my home was flooded, and I had just had outpatient surgery Monday before Thursday, and when I was trying to bail water, I pulled a muscle in my back, you know, and I've been hurting, I've been laid up, and today is the very first day taking Flexeril, Oxycontins, morphine, trying to be able to move. So, darling, the computer did not see me, so I apologize, but, you know, everybody who here where I'm living at, they know I've been hurting. I've been trying to lay down and try to just barely breathe because every time I breathe, I was in pain. So I'm sorry about that, you know. And that's one thing about me, Dana. You know, I really don't want to stay on the computer because I want to spend more time with family and friends. I get on this computer, you know, towards the end of the week so I can prepare for my show. But otherwise, I don't want to be like some people that I know. Their whole life has evolved. Get up, get on the computer, stay all damn night long, and you know, sleep a couple of hours. I got a life. I want to interact with people. So I apologize that I didn't respond, but I was hurting, you know, and that's the honest God truth. And yesterday I went to the fair with my grandkids. Let them. I sit while he was running around on the rides. But yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. But see, there is no excuse for Mark Anthony not responding. And I'm going to talk to him about that tomorrow night in that 10-minute break we get before the show starts. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I feel like this. Transgender people are not supported by people of color and by the gay community. We just are not. And if you will go look at my webpage, girl, go look at my Facebook page. Go to my webpage and see that when I placed this announcement on Monday, there was a white
person. Go there right
person.
Now.
Yeah, that was on October the 12th. I spoke to a white lady called in. Her name is Diana King. Diana Lewis, and she is one of the administrators for the Facebook group, The Legend Diana Ross. She decided to respond. And then you'll also see that there's another response there from Ms. Holden.
Well, how far down on the page I got to go because I see all these videos.
Oh, well, then, honey, you got to scroll all the way back to October the 12th, honey. Go all the way back to October the 12th. Which
is it dated? Usually it's not dated. Just tell you how long ago in hours. Let me look. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this hairdo this guy got with the big hair. That's fly. Gone now. That's tight. That's real tight. That look nice.
Over the 12th.
Yeah, Timothy Jones. Yeah, Timothy Jones. I'm liking the do. I gotta make a comment. I'm liking the do.
Have you found it?
Go ahead and talk while I'm looking. I'm looking at these pictures. But I'm gonna go there. Like in the hair and outfits. Let me ask you a question about this on your page. These guys posted by Timothy Jones. These guys, are they just models or are they transgender as well?
Well, now, Timothy Jones, that name doesn't sound familiar to me. Let me go and see what you're looking at, okay? Because that name doesn't
sound
brothers,
familiar. I think two brothers, and they are really sharp looking. And you got the hair, the big hair.
How far down are you?
Not that far. I'm before the Wizard of Oz thing.
Wizard of Oz thing.
You got a Wizard of Oz video on there with a witch in the window.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, and the big head there. There we go. Okay. You can just keep going. Just keep going. And it'll be, it's on down a little bit further. And it's after the man tap dancing. It's after that. And it's right after that. It's right after you see the guys tap dancing in the video. And then there's a block.
Still going down. I'm talking about Chris Jenner. Okay, guys dancing with the white suits on.
Right, and then it's right after that.
Does pay for your insurance is right after that?
No, but then it's right. But I mean, it's the next block after that. You'll see it.
Okay. Well, go ahead and discuss. What do you like to say while I look, because I don't want to waste your time, because we only slotted this for a 45-minute test slot pilot for you. Okay. Event, Friday, October 17th. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see.
And, and then if you tap continue reading, you will see that I left your web address as well as the phone number for the call-in show. As well
mm-hmm.
as thanking you. Then you see the notice. You see the note from Diana Lewis.
I see it.
Uh-huh. And then there you see Ms. Holman, what she had to say. And then you see me thanking her. Because she's
yeah, okay.
very important.
Well, you make my comment right now.
But see, I want you to do it publicly, honey, okay? I want everybody to know in your circle
that's
that you support me because this is a show, okay? So that's why I felt that something published by you in response to what I said, because as you see, I was talking directly to you in that notice, okay? So that's why I wanted to see something published by you in response to that so that I could develop a dialogue with you like I did Ms. Lewis and like I did Ms. Holman. See, to get the people in your circle involved in the show, because see, this isn't no gimmicky show, honey. We're talking about a person's life here, okay? And I feel like this. Everybody who needs to know that that's what it's about. That it's not like the usual shows. Because, see, what I'm going to be giving up on is personal information that I should be keeping to myself and be keeping quiet. But, no, I can help a lot of other people by saying
right.
that I'm going to tonight. See, that's the only
well,
reason.
Well, sweetheart, you know, when you called me, I wish you had told me that you had made a blog because pretty much I was just laying still. You know, I don't tell everybody when I'm hurrying and stuff because a lot of, you know, I don't want to bring people down. People don't get it, though. When you're going through some stuff and pain, you know, every now and then they want to hear it, but they don't want to hear about it constantly because it brings them down. So a lot of time I just suck it up, and the people around me, they know. Cause I couldn't even make it to church because if you notice, every Sunday I post pictures of me going to church. I couldn't even make it to church. I was hurting so bad, you know. So
See, speaking of posting, I saw those 50 pictures you posted this past Tuesday, and that kind of wrecked my nerves. I said, oh, my goodness, no, she didn't. Honey, didn't even mention me. She posted all these pictures about you having
what
a good
picture?
Time.
No. What picture are you talking about? At the fair yesterday?
I guess it's the day for a Thursday, so I guess it had to be like Tuesday.
Tuesday, the fair came to town, and I had promised my grandkids I was going to take him. I don't get on any rides, and I was hurting. You know, I had to pull out a cane to go, and basically all I did was sit there, and I had to pay $25 per grandchild to ride until the thing was over. And I was and my girlfriend came. So, no, I was just fulfilling my promise. You know, you can't tell a child something and don't, you know, follow through. But, no, I wasn't having no big fun. I sit there. And I sit there and I ate and I would let y'all run around and I sit there till y'all came back, stood up, took some pictures. But you know, you can ask my girlfriend that came along with us, Michi. It wasn't that kind of party. I was just fulfilling the obligation because I think my word should stand for something. Everybody's word should stand for something. So now that you have chastised me, you want to tell me some more about you? We got about maybe 24 minutes. But I apologize. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but no, I was hurting, and everybody know that I was hurting.
Well, see, babe, but no, honey, everybody knew that except me, okay? So I feel like this, honey. If that was the case and you saw the post, because it went public, honey, it went public Monday evening. So
yeah, but I've never seen the post.
Oh, well, girl,
I use my phone to send pictures. You know, I was not online. I didn't come in my office and get on a computer. I was using my phone, my cell phone, and sending pictures
Girl, you missed out, honey. Girl, you missed out, because, honey, had you logged in, you would have seen it. And that's what I'm saying, you know, it was very important for me to put that out there like that, because a lot of people need to know that we're all the same on the inside, just like I said in that post.
And we are.
Miss Lahan, everybody takes that for granted. All they see is the outside. They don't realize that. So, see, yeah, you and I know that and kind of take it for granted, but, see, other people don't know that. Other people don't realize that. All other people can see, mostly other people can see, is what's on the outside, and then they call it like that, see. But they don't realize there's a whole lot more going on to a person's life than what you can see, see. And that's a person, you don't know until you walk
in somebody else's shoes.
That's right, and until you tell a person what's up, see, because the people can form a whole lot of opinions, just like I just did, if they don't know.
I sure wish you would have called and said, Terry, I posted something on Facebook, how come you didn't respond? And I would say, baby girl, man, I'm hurting, I ain't doing anything. And I was just sitting there, you know, with my phone, cell phone, letting them have the pictures because, you know, I like to post them being out with me, memories, but, you know, I haven't been active. I've been, like, you know, hurting, you know. But I pulled out the cane from my old trusty days, and I had to walk over there, and all I had to do was sit down, you know, while they ran around, stood up to take pictures. But if you had told me when you called me, you know, you're so pleasant when you call, that you could say, hey, Terry, why didn't you respond to my thing? And I would say, baby girl, I ain't on no computer. I'm hurting. I post some pictures from my phone because, you know, I ain't really got anything to do but sit there while I wait for them to ride, you know, and I'm being bored because I ain't doing nothing. Everybody else is gone. I'm sitting there looking at everybody else, you know. So I apologize if that hurt your feelings because I didn't know. And a lot of times I post from my phone.
But see, it wasn't so much as hurting my feelings as I felt really disappointed because, as I said, this is your show. See, so
right.
I know that when I published it, see, you know, but honey, it ain't my fault that you didn't check the little Facebook thing, son, because you would have saw it if you had, because I published it Monday afternoon at 5:03. So there was more than enough time.
I hurt myself Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, didn't go to church Monday. I've been laid up. I'm telling you, taking hardcore drugs and sleeping. So, you know,
That's what I'm telling you now because this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you. Because see, the only other time I talked to you this week was to tell you that I was going to change the time. That's the only other thing I talked to you about this week because we're going in all. See, right then. But I said I was going to save that for tonight because, as I said, not only do you need to know that, but other people of color and gay people, too, like Mark Anthony and everybody else need to know it, too. The transgender people need support from every member of the community. So, luckily, I have a black woman and I have a white woman on my blog, on my page, that did respond, to the event notice. And, see, that's what I'm really wrecked about now. I know there's a lot of people, because I put the phone number on there, they feel like, okay, I'll just call and I'll listen in. I won't say anything back. Well, okay, that's fine if they want to do that. But see, a person needs to know encouragement. And see, and this is what really gets me with Mark Anthony is because when he was down and he posted his business on the Facebook page, I addressed him on the Facebook page. I didn't private message him. But see, he private messaged me weekend before last and said, well, I thought your show was on the 16th. Miss Terry said that it was on the 9th. And I told him, I said, no, it's on the 16th. I feel like this. If you're supposed to be a friend of mine, don't whisper it to me. Okay, get on the main page and let everybody else know that you're my supporter. Okay, see, that's what I didn't like about that. And I'm gonna tell them about this tomorrow.
Did you know, Dana, that this test show has already been sent to Facebook so anybody can listen in? I mean, it's supposed to be about you, but right now you're venting, and I get it, but you know, can we spend our last 19 minutes with you? Calm down, you made your point, I received it. You know, and talk to Mark privately when you're not doing your test pilot for the panel. And let's talk more about you and what you would like people to understand or share. Because all they're going to hear is that you're pissed off and you zoom, 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 zoom. And that's not what I want you to.
No, baby. I want them to hear that because, like I said, I take my life seriously, Miss Lyle. Okay? I don't play with my life. Okay? I do not play with that.
I understand that.
Same people that need to hear this, okay, and know that, wait a minute, this is a serious subject, that I'm about to do. Like I said, I'm not getting on there with no gimmick, okay? This is my life I'm getting ready to talk about. And I'm getting ready to do that for 2 hours. I'm getting ready to go into a whole lot about my life, about my history and all that. And like I said, yes, I've been an entertainer. I've been all these things. But more so than that, I'm a person who has feelings, okay? I'm a person who supports other people and I expect other people to support me. It's really just that simple. And like I said, yes, I do intend to speak to Mark Anthony about it privately tomorrow when I talk to him before the show begins, okay? Because these are things that the community needs to know. This is why transgender people are in such an uproar the way they are, because other minorities do not recognize us. See, the black folks seem to forget that there was a time when white folks looked at them as being odd, unusual, and unacceptable, when they wouldn't let them drink from water fountains and use bathrooms and lunch counters, okay? See, so when you get your freedom, some people do, they forget about the other folks that don't have that same kind of freedom. See, they forget to stand by and support those individuals who are a minority just like they are. See, they seem to forget all of that. And no, honey, I feel it's my place to draw attention to that and say, no, honey, don't take a person for granted. Don't take a person's life for granted, because that individual, if they're going to share that openly with the world, then that needs to be looked at, okay? That really needs to be appreciated. Because, I mean, how many people are going to do that, Ms. Lyle? How many people do you know? I don't know that many, especially from my community that are going to come on the air and say the things that I'm going to say tomorrow night. And, yes, I'm going to go into more about who I am and whatnot and this and the other. But, see, honey, I don't believe I'm not going to have no heart attack or no strokes from holding nothing inside of me, okay? I'm going to let it out and let it go.
I've never had transgender on the show, but I've had people come on the show that had HIV, was married to a preacher, and now their life is ruined. I had people come on the show that was raped by their dad, and everybody, I've had a whole lot of, very private stuff that people have shared. I mean,
your topic is just the first one.
Yeah, and that's
my point, honey, because I am the first one, okay, because I am that one. And that's why I feel like it's not just about me and my life. It's about all transgender people and all transgender people of color in particular. See, they just started keeping a murder rate, they say, on Facebook. It's like 20-some-odd girls have been murdered already this year, women of color. Now, I feel like this. Why did they just now start keeping the record of? Honey, that's been happening for decades and years. But now all of a sudden it's in vogue to start counting heads of how many that has been, that has had their life taken because either they met a man who didn't understand who they were, the man went off on them and killed them, or they said or did something else that caused their life to end. See, so abruptly. And like I said, this is a serious situation, and people need to recognize it as being a serious situation. And like I said, since I am that one that was chosen by the cosmos, honey, because the way all this happened, it wasn't by plan, it was by design, Ms. Terry. It was by design that I met you through Mark. See, all this happened by design, and it's made me realize how important my life is beyond just myself. See, it encompasses a whole lot of people. It encompasses males, be they straight males or gay males. It encompasses females. Because that's what transgender means, how you're transitioning from one to the other. So it encompasses females. It encompasses a whole lot of people, see. And the average individual does not understand that, see. So once I say something to get
tomorrow
out of my
system, get the opportunity. Tomorrow you will have about 2 hours to get the opportunity. But right now I just want you to breathe because you sound so angry. Now,
That's not me. Oh, honey, no, girl. If I was angry, honey, my tone would be completely different. I'm trying to speak fast because I know that we're on limited time, okay? But no, honey, I'm not angry. I'm the person who feels. That's all there is to that. And I'm not going to apologize.
Okay, well, I get that. But, people who know me, I personally try to spend more time with people. I don't want to be that person that I wake up and jump on a computer and stay here all day long. I have a life, and it's about relationships with me, and I don't really build relationships over the computer and Facebook. I want to build relationship with people that are tangible, that I can touch or reach or talk to them over the phone, and that's just me.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell nobody else what to do with their time, but I just choose to use this limitedly. So there's a lot of people who have posted and I ain't responded, and they just know, Terry, just get on here for the sake of, letting you know what I do on Sunday, get ready for my show,
mm-hmm.
And every now and then. I don't sit here because I hurt when I sit here, you know, just sit here looking at a screen. My eyes, you know, I just don't get up that way, you know. So I apologize, but I wish you would have brought to my attention because you have made me use my tablet to log in and make a comment because I didn't want to offend you or nothing like that, but I didn't know because I was hurting and I really didn't care what was going on in the world because it was me, my pain pills in my bed and a heating pad, you know. So
I understand. But see, just like you were dealing with your physical pain, I was dealing with my emotional pain because it was taking me almost 3 weeks, honey, to get up the nerve to really go ahead and do this. Okay, it's taken me 3 weeks to deliberate over this. Okay, this is not an easy decision for me at all to make. But I decided
to. I understand
like you
that, and I appreciate you deciding to share something so private, you know. But
yes, honey.
I don't want to minimize your story, but, you know, there are a lot of people who life story has been just as devastating to them. Like someone was multiply raped and molested by family members, you know, homeless, you know, caught HIV, you know, and I'm not saying that your story is not important, but everybody who has one of those guests that I've had on before that had one of those really like woo kind of situation that you really don't talk about unless you're close to the family and know, you know, I appreciate them for doing that too. So, you know, don't blame it, charge it to my heart, just blame the mind, you know. I just don't jump on and I didn't know it was on there. So, you know,
yeah,
I wish Mark was on here so he kicked some of this tongue lashing.
So that makes about the fifth time you've apologized, girl. I've already accepted your apology. But what I'm saying is this. We can't go back and change the past. All we can do is work on the future, okay? That's all we can do. And like I said, it would have been wrong for me to hold it in and say it on air tomorrow. It's better for me to do it like I'm doing now, or at least I have a few minutes to explain how I feel. Because just like you explained
okay, well,
to me how
this is on the air as well. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, well, and I hope so because I'm being honest. See, I'm being honest about my feelings, and about my thoughts about other people. Like I said, girl, I've already accepted your apology about that. Okay, so...
Okay, well, just so you know in the future, I don't jump on this computer like a lot of people do.
I want to say that, too, and nor do I, sister. I don't have a computer. All I have is my cell phone. And when I use that, I use it for a specific purpose. But notice, I don't stay on the Facebook thing either, and I just go on there to post what I have to post, and I may comment on a few things or see on there, and that's it. Because just like you said, I have a life outside of Facebook. See, I have a life outside of all these groups. See, I have a life outside of that. But see, when I have a
chance to make, that's right, girl.
And when I have a chance to make a difference, honey, I take that seriously, honey. And like I said, there's so much more to my story than just being transgender. All of that will come out tomorrow. See, and then you will see the urgency behind what I needed to say and how I needed to get it out. Because, like I said, a lot of people just look at the outside and they don't realize that people are the same inside, physically, mentally, emotionally.
I posted it on Twitter myself, and also I made it as an upcoming event, you know, so they knew on my page that the upcoming event was coming up. They also knew on Twitter because when I go into my studio, it automatically pops up as an upcoming event, you know.
Well, I'm glad that at least it was posted somewhere and that somebody from your group of people will be able to listen.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. But see, I didn't want it just to be from everybody I've told. See, I want it to be from people that you've told, from people that Mark Anthony told, people who know.
Okay, because if you look past those pictures that you say October the 12th that you posted on my page, October the 12th, it was posted, my show is all about that life on Mass with Aaron 10:16. See the details instead of reminder. So that was posted on the 12th as well. So you didn't see that on my page?
No, honey.
Well, it's there. All you gotta do is when you get a chance, it's there.
Okay, well, see, that did not show up on my news feed. See, my name was not mentioned, and it didn't show up on my news feed.
Well, it's there because it was posted.
That's
posted.
Well,
it was posted at 7:30 p.m. October the 12th.
Well, that's good. So you posted
and it was also posted. Yeah.
See, like I said, I want to draw as much awareness to this and to show the community that yes, we do have black members of the community that do support transgender people. Yes, we do have gay members of the of the community that do support transgender people. It's not that nobody does at all, period. It's just that we can't find enough people within the LGBT movement. See, that's how come so many of the transgender people get upset and say, well, how come we are even included in the LGB? Because the T part is so barely always unrecognized and overlooked. All people look at it is the gay, lesbian, and bisexual folks. See, but it does say LGBT, honey, meaning that there is another group of people that deserve recognition and understanding. See, and that other group of people, mainly, like I said, because it's people of color, we are the ones who suffer the most. And if you look at any of the transgender groups that are on Facebook, if you look through all of them, you'll see that that's a common thread that runs through all the groups. All the girls are upset about that. That we don't
well,
have
Dana, we got to get ready to wrap it up because it's going to run out of time. So is there something you'd like to say real quick before I play this last song?
Okay. Well, like I said, all I want to know all I want people to know that this show is very well listening, and I'm glad. I'm so happy they heard the passion in my voice tonight. I'm so happy they did. Okay?
Because yeah, they heard you talking at me.
Yes, honey, I'm so glad they did because this is a very
well, you ought to be
test this out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I had
so
a reason.
Keep in mind that
anyway.
I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about
you know, shit. I want everybody to just tune in tomorrow. You'll hear more of Dana Cutting.
Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? Honey, see how y'all groove today.
I've been having this on my mind. Oh, Lord.